The Little Cousin Jasper Festival begins its three-day run today in Pottawatomie Park in Rensselaer. A hospitality breakfast with committee members will run from 7 until noon at the festival booth, and vendors open at noon. The food court will once again be in the municipal parking lot across the river from the park. Opening ceremonies will take place at 4:15, followed by the crowning of the Lil King and Queen at 4:30 on the stage. The stage is located at the north end of the park. Tonight, local favorite Warranted will play from 7 until 9. The committee regrets to announce that the Purdue Boilermakers train will not be here. For the complete schedule, go to littlecousinjasperfestival.com. The Jasper Newton Foundation has presented the Nature Conservancy in Newton County with funds through a driving home grant to help fund a portion of the improvements being made at Kankakee Sands. The Nature Conservancy is a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting lands and waters in Indiana. The Jasper Newton Foundation said the grant will help construct several improvements, including two accessible bison viewing decks with spotting scopes, accessible restrooms at the welcome area and bison viewing area, three gathering pavilions with accessible picnic tables, benches for resting along pathways and on viewing platforms, and more than 40 wayfinding and educational signs. Bison were reintroduced in the area in 2016. This past Friday, troopers from the Lowell Post, as well as those assigned to the Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Division, conducted a 24-hour blitz focused on traffic and criminal activity along Interstate 65 and AD-94. Public Information Officer at the Post, Sergeant Glenn Fifield, has information on the results.
They stopped over 300 cars, or traffic stops, that's including cars and trucks. Over 200 tickets were issued, arrested some impaired drivers, some drug arrests. It was really a busy 24 hours from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. Our Commercial Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division, they were out inspecting trucks. 14 trucks were put out of service for various violations.
Listen to Glenn Fifield on the Behind the Badge program on WRIN and WLQI at 7 a.m. the first Saturday of every month. The entire interview can also be heard on our websites under the news link and Behind the Badge tab after 7 a.m. tomorrow. The Rensselaer City Council will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday. The elected officials have several items on their agenda and will once again discuss whether to close Scott Street at the railroad tracks. The Board of Public Works meets at 5:30 on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, stay well, everyone. I'm Russ Martin.